Yeah, for those of you that want at this time to bow out, we're about to do just a quick devotional on God's word, and then we're about to do dessert. So if you need to bow out, you're welcome. If you want to stay for dessert, it won't be long. Okay. All right. Let's bow our heads and pray again. Lord God, we just want to thank you so much for this day and for bringing us together. For wonderful food and fellowship, Lord God, that we can have fun together, that we can be serious together, that we can grow together, Lord God. We thank you so much for your passion for us, Lord God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a really neat, special time of the year where it's important for us to look back at the year of 2015. To look at the highlights, the wonderful things, the miracles that God has blessed us with, and also the hard things, the really difficult things that God has put us through in this past year. And to take some time to reflect what God has brought us through. So keep that in the back of your mind. I've got one of my favorite chapters in Proverbs is Proverbs chapter 16. You don't have to turn there, but if you want to turn there, you can. Proverbs 16:1, talking about the plans of the heart. 16:1 says this, "To man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. All of a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked for a day of disaster." It goes on at the end of 16 to say, "The lot," this is 33, "the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision comes from the Lord." So I'm going to ask you to take just a few moments. I want you to close your eyes. I know it's tough for some of us to close our eyes and not fall asleep, right? No sugar crashes. If it's your spouse, make sure that they don't fall asleep, you know, with a gentle nudge. But I want you to take some time and ask the Lord to bring to you just some specific memories from this year that he wants to touch on, some things that maybe he wants to remind you of, his goodness, his protection, his provision throughout the year. And maybe some things that he wants to remind us of things that we've done wrong this year that we need to repent of. So take just a few moments, not long, but wait for the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And if you're listening, you will hear from him. Take some time now. I think there's just such a wonderful duality in the scriptures. Here in Proverbs 16, it talks about it's not wrong for us to plan. In fact, if anything, God wants us to have forethought, to plan out the course, to not just fly by the seat of our pants all the time, but to take time to diligently plan forward what God wants us to do in the coming year. And there are many things that he wants of us, that he desires of us, and they're different things. He wants us to plan. But he wants us to keep him at the forefront of all of our plans. What does he desire of you this year is the most important thing. Elsewhere in Proverbs, it says that in a man's heart are deep waters, and it is the man of wisdom that is able to draw them out. And for us to be people of wisdom, it's so important that we take the time with the Holy Spirit to draw out the things that are going on deep inside, not to cover them up and pretend like they're not really going on, to repent of the things that we've done wrong, and to chart the course for the coming year. I love the book of James because it's so straightforward. James, it says, you say that this year we'll be doing this and next year I'll be doing that and I will for sure be doing this, but you don't really know because God is in control. He says, better that you say, if the Lord wills, I will be doing this. If the Lord wills, I will be going that, or I'll be doing this next year. Laura and I, it wasn't in our plan for us to be back in the States. It was God's plan for us to be back in the States. God had that wonderful, beautiful surprise halfway through the year for us, and we are overjoyed to be the reply of the Lord, the reply of the tongue comes from the Lord. Proverbs 16:1. It's important for us to be listening and so keyed into the Holy Spirit so that when he does speak, we hear it and we respond with, yes, Lord. So I want you to take one more moment and I want you to ask the Lord, kind of like a resolution moment. I know that the whole New Year's resolutions thing is so overplayed, it's old hat. But I want you to think about it in a fresh new way. If the Lord was going to ask you to do 5 things this year, not my plan, you know, because I would love to lose 5 pounds. I would love to, you know, buy a gym membership that I'm not going to use. I would love to, you know, climb a mountain. I'd actually really love to go bungee jumping, right? But if the Lord had 5 things for you to do this year, to focus on, to be intentional about succeeding at these 5 things, not what I want, but take a moment to reflect upon what the Lord wants. 5 things that the Lord wants from you this year. Take a moment to receive and to hear. What are those 5 things? And if you have a smartphone, write it down. If you have a dumb phone, call yourself and leave yourself a voicemail. The last thing I'd like to share with you is out of Proverbs 3. 5 and 6 is probably the most well-known of the Proverbs. It says this: trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Let us as a family set that as something that we want to do this year. Radically trust Him. Not just for the little things, because He will. He'll come through in the little things, but in the big things. The big things. William Carey, a famous pioneer missionary, said, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. He said, don't set your sights on just the average and the ordinary. Set your sights as high as you can imagine and expect even more than that from the Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you love us and that you've made us a wonderful family, Lord God. Thank you so much for just your explicit care over every aspect of our lives. We thank you so much, Lord God, for a year of provision and protection. Lord God, I ask for those of us that are hurting and for those of us that are sick and not even here this evening, Lord God, we pray for your healing touch upon our family that couldn't be with us. We pray for your work in our family that are celebrating elsewhere, Lord God. We pray for just your continued work in every aspect of our lives. Help us to surrender to you, to trust you, and to set our sights high, to have high expectations of you this year, Lord God. For we know that you will not disappoint, O God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.